I was A1 Custom Car Care yesterday, their Republic location, and I had gone in. My wife and I were big believers in pre-owned vehicles, and just because of a long-term nightmare experience we had with a pre-owned vehicle, my wife was like, it'd just be so nice to have something that was under warranty. And so we found a really good deal. I mean, it was a year behind, but it, you know, they were trying to get it off the lot. And so we got, you know, a good deal, bought it new. And when I did, Dustin at A1 Custom Car Care, he's like, when it hits 50,000 miles, let me know. It's like, okay. So it did. And I called him and he said, bring it in. And they went through the whole, like, manufactured, recommended things that you check out at 50,000 miles. And he gave me a full update. I got a video of much of like what, you know, what they evaluated, things that are recommended in terms of certain fluid changes. And it's all stuff that really helps extend the life of the vehicle that you don't normally think of. Point being is, I know without question that that vehicle is going to last as long as it possibly can because of that sort of routine maintenance. And I definitely recommend, if you have a vehicle, that you get with the folks at A1 Custom Car Care and have those routine maintenance scheduled set up for you, because they know, they can get into this database and see what that particular vehicle, that year, that make, that model, what needs to be done and how often it needs to be done, because every vehicle is different. A1 Custom Car Care, Fort and Sunshine, Springfield, Highway 60, Republic and West Sunset, across from Classic Rock Coffee. That's A1 Custom Car Care. Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books. Wonderful, wonderful people at ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. Kurt Schlichter, he is our Author of the Week. The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. I appreciate you being with us this morning. And gosh, how did you narrow it down to 21?
It took me a while, Nick. It took me a while. I could have gone. First of all, there's 22. I give a bonus lie.
Oh, yeah.
I had to address COVID. I had to address the pangolin pandemic panic. I could have done another volume. I could have done the other 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump too. Electric Boogaloo, except you can't say Boogaloo anymore.
That's right. I've learned that.
I don't even know what Boogaloo means.
I don't either. I've heard. I actually have had people say, "Have you heard this?" And I say, "Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't." I've got overload at this point. There's just too many things I'm supposed to be worried about and woke about as an American. So I've put a limit on it. So you've got 21, then the bonus 22 COVID. That, you know, some of this stuff that you have listed in here falls to me under the category of simple observations and common sense show you it's not true. If you just take a little bit of time, like Trump is a racist and he hates LGBT people, that if you just pay attention, which a lot of people don't, you can see how that's not true. But then you get into some of these that do oftentimes require a bit of knowledge that people really have to seek out, and oftentimes it's very difficult to find. And one of them is Trump is Putin's pet. And people who like Trump, they don't necessarily maybe know how to counter it, because they don't know what has he done to demonstrate that that's not the case, you know? So will you talk a little bit about that? And then I have a few others that I'd like for you to elaborate on, if you would. But let's start with Trump is Putin's pet.
Well, Putin's pet is one of my favorite lies about Donald Trump and you. And remember, the lies are about you and me and everybody listening. Donald Trump is kind of an avatar of our aspirations to live as free citizens. And that's what the elite hates. That's why they lie. They actually like Trump because, you know, he was fun and he had planes and he got through big parties and there were girls and it was exciting and you could be on TV. So it's really focused on us. And the lie about Trump as Putin's pet, that is a complex one, but it's close to my heart because I was literally in the Cold War. I'm a retired United States Army colonel. I was literally in Germany at the end of the Cold War. My mission was, along with everybody else over there, I was in 7 Corps. Our job was to hold the Russians and die in place if necessary. And then later in my career, I trained Ukrainian soldiers who are fighting Russians now, served with them overseas in Kosovo. In fact, we had a Ukrainian battalion. And I also, you know, and I was an Army colonel. I know how to destroy a motor rifle regiment. And the guys always telling me, yeah, you're Putin's pet. They're 24-year-olds with goatees. They can't do a push-up, and they write for Vox. Okay, I've got a track record, dudes. So this is one that's real close to me and millions of other Americans who served in the Cold War. But you're right. It's hard to find the facts unless you look. And that's one of the things that the 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You does. It lays out the facts. And here are the facts. Trump's sanctions on the Russians are the hardest there've ever been. We've been fighting against the Nord Stream pipeline, which is designed to basically wedge between us and Western Europe by sending them natural gas when they should be buying it from us. After all, we've protected them for 70 years. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump's insisting there are NATO allies actually throw some money into the pot to defend themselves, which isn't really a good thing for Putin. And Donald Trump has literally killed Russians. A bunch of Russians attacked a forward operating position in Syria, and we did what Americans do when people attack. We unleashed hell. Direct fire, indirect fire, air attacks. We just pounded them. We killed hundreds of them. So if you're saying that Donald Trump is Putin's pal, this is a dysfunctional relationship, Nick. It's not. It is not a close relationship. It is dysfunctional, and it's literally crazy or stupid. There's kind of, you know, you're not really sure which it is, crazy or stupid, to say that Donald Trump is somehow Putin's pet. It's ridiculous.
You mentioned the pipeline, and I recall early on one of the moments, foreign relation-wise, in which the left was aghast was when Trump called out Germany publicly for working on that pipeline. And of course, the whole point of that was you are helping fund Russia. And so here he gets blasted by the media for coming down on Germany for helping Putin. You guys can't figure out which attack to make here.
Well, exactly. And Donald Trump did something very, very special to fight Putin. He sent a guy named Rick Grenell over to be our ambassador to Germany. By coincidence, I live in the South Bay of Los Angeles. So does Rick. So I'll be like at the Trader Joe's, and there'll be like Ambassador Grenell, you know, buying orange chicken in the frozen section. And in fact, about 2 seconds ago, I was texting back and forth with him. Rick Grenell, by forcing the Germans to contribute to NATO, by opposing the Nord Stream pipeline, by actually standing up and representing the United States instead of the country he was an ambassador to, is an example of the kind of difference between what Donald Trump does and has a track record to doing and what Joe Biden would do if they ever let him out of his basement.
We're talking with our author of the week, Kurt Schlichter. The book is 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. This was sort of a larger umbrella chapter, if you will, over the Trump is Putin's pet, but it's Trump loves dictators. And I mean, it just kills me. These people who have never seen a dictator they didn't love in some capacity that are accusing Trump of cozying up to dictators. It's almost hard to articulate.
How stupid it is?
Yes, yes.
Well, look, the question is whether they're stupid or they think we're stupid. Because it's kind of unclear. Maybe it's a little column A, column B. Let's take the dictators thing. First of all, look at Trump's background. He was a real estate developer in Manhattan. Don't you think that he probably dealt with some iffy folks there? You know, here's Lou. He's in charge of concrete for the city of New York. You know, he's dealing with guys like that. And what would they have him do? You know, he says nice things about Kim Jong-un. Okay, what would you rather have him do? I mean, Donald Trump has kept a war from starting on the Korean Peninsula. Now, again, I mean, retired United States Army colonel. I have a degree in strategy from the War College, and I have a clear understanding of what a war in Korea right now means, high-intensity conventional conflict that would probably leave 200,000 people dead in the first week. So it's saying a few nice things about this roly-poly garbage person, because he's a terrible person, and he's a scumbag dictator, and that is all indisputably true. If saying a few nice things about him saves 5, 10, 15,000 of the guys I used to lead coming back home in boxes, you know, go ahead. Suck up to the guy. I don't care.
Well, and this is, of course, the same media and the same Democrats that claimed he was going to start World War III because he was calling Kim Jong-il names. He was, or Kim Jong-un names, Rocket Man. And how you don't poke a bear, they kept saying.
Well, that's one of the amazing things about the current situation, I talk about a lot in the 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You, is how these guys can do a 180. You know, like when I had my Mustang, I would do a 180, I'd be going down the road, and I'd flip it, and I'd be going back the other direction without a thought in my mind. They do the same thing. One day, never wear a mask. You're wrong for wearing a mask. Next day, you got to wear a mask. What? Huh? You know, and the same thing here. One day it's you gotta be mean to dictators. You gotta stick out. You gotta yell at them and abuse them. And now, oh, you're being too mean to them. And it shows you that they aren't taking seriously what they say by the fact that they aren't consistent. But the thing is, Nick, they don't care about facts. They don't care. It doesn't matter. They start from the conclusion, which is they get power, and they work back from there. Facts and reason work on regular people who, you know, unlike us, we have to swim in this cesspool of politics all the time. But normal people are living their lives, trying to go to church when, you know, the local authorities let them, kids' little league games, whatever, trying to raise their families, and they're not going to start paying attention to politics till about September. Reason works with them. You can go, hey, these protesters, they're knocking down statues of Abe Lincoln. And a normal person goes, I spent a lot of time partying in high school. I was, you know, hanging out in the Camaro outside during lunch hour. But I do remember enough about history that Abe Lincoln kind of helped free the slaves as president of the United States during the Civil War. So that's crazy and stupid when they knock down statues. Maybe other things that these liberals are talking about are crazy and stupid. And you can reason with them. A liberal, you can't. Remember, a liberal elite, it can't, because it doesn't matter. Knocking down Abe Lincoln statue, Frederick Douglass, a black abolitionist, doesn't matter, because that's not the point. The point is their own power. The point is intimidating you, getting you to shut up, getting you to be silenced. That's what they are about.
We're talking with our author of the week, Kurt Schlichter. The book is The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. And the final one that I picked here to ask you about is Trump is tearing America apart and you are complicit. And this is one of my, not favorites, but it's just, again, so mind-blowing that they can make these claims with a straight face. And I think some of them believe it, actually.
Well, I'm not sure how much they believe it deeply. I mean, there are stupid ones who do believe it. But, you know, the ones at the top understand this is all a lie and a scam, just like the coordinated media response to the Mount Rushmore speech was a lie and a scam. Trump is tearing this country apart. I keep hearing how we're supposed to unify. Joe Biden's out there, you know, when he's not looking for that lost slipper that the squirrel in his backyard took from him. He's talking about unifying America. Well, I've got a proposal. This is kind of crazy, but it just might work. Why don't we unify around the guy who won the election? I mean, if we're going to unify around somebody, how about the guy the American people elected? If unity is important, how about not spending 3.5 years trying to throw everybody who dares oppose you in jail on trumped up bogus charges? How about that? Wouldn't that be conducive to unity? I think it would, but they don't want unity. They want dominance. They want to dominate you. They want to dominate me. They want to dominate everybody listening. They don't care about our rights, as you can see, our right to speak freely, our right to worship freely, our right to keep and bear arms. Oh, that's all gone. No, they want power, and it's up to us to stop it. So that's why 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You does not argue that you should go and make a case to liberals, because it ain't going to work. I'm a trial lawyer in Los Angeles. I argue for money, so I do like arguing. It's just I don't like I'm also an infantryman, so I don't argue against people who want to destroy me. I use my power, and I advocate our own patriot riot, not destroying stuff, not burning things. Heck, we built all this stuff. It's all ours. Why would we destroy it? Also, we have jobs, so we can't get away from work to go do it. I say we riot at the ballot box, and we show what we want at the ballot box. And what we want are the freedoms guaranteed or given by God, guaranteed by our Constitution. I want and will not accept less than the right to speak freely, the right to write whatever I want, the right to worship how I please, and the right to protect myself, my family, my community, and my Constitution with firearms. That's what I will. These kids are always given demands. Here are my demands. It's called the Bill of Rights, and it's non-negotiable.
Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Kurt Schlichter, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it. Great book. Recommend it. And have a good rest of your day, sir.
Hey, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Hope you like the book.
Absolutely. And, of course, everyone, this plus all past Author of the Week books at ABC Books on North Glenstone. And anything else you want, of course, they can get for you ASAP. And when you go in fact, there's a section of past Author of the Week books that you can browse through. And then we keep all of these also archived at KSGF.com. Christy Fulnecki, she will be joining us in just moments. Also, Don Luzay to update us on news, and he's covering traffic as well this morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.